This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So feel free to Skype in and join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're expecting to be joined by Johnson shortly as well. Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, but we also bring stuff to the table that we think you might find interesting. Coming up, the latest from Venezuela and the folks over at FEE. That's the Foundation for Economic Education, have some advice for what is it that Venezuela can teach young socialists who, you know, whether they're paying attention to Venezuela or not, they should, because it is the, you know, the current socialist failure to note. And we have been talking about it in you know, some level of detail here.
Well, don't get on the wrong side of U.S. sanctions. There's one lesson.
So we'll get back into, we're going to get into that coming up. But speaking of the United States, Donald Trump has proposed a budget with $3.6 trillion in spending cuts.
Spending cuts. That's a loaded term. So spending cuts tends to mean that this is what we were going to spend, mm-hmm. and we've cut the amount we were going to spend by $3 trillion.
So what you mean is, so let's say that the amount was, they were going to spend, increase the spending by $5
trillion. By $5
trillion. Or $10
trillion. Yeah.
And now they're only going to increase the spending by $2 trillion
or $7 trillion.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's a story, but we don't know because we haven't seen the actual numbers. Yeah. So
I don't know. But
that's usually how it works. Bloomberg.com reporting here. President Donald Trump made an impassioned plea for support from minority voters during his election campaign by asking them, quote, what do you have to lose, unquote. On Tuesday, they got an answer, as did many of the rural, poor, and working class voters who propelled him into office. In his fiscal 2018 budget proposal, Trump asked Congress for $3.6 trillion in spending cuts that would mean steep reductions in food stamps, Medicaid health insurance payments, disability benefits, low-income housing assistance, and block grants that fund Meals on Wheels for the elderly. Yes, that's right. Donald Trump is going to take food from the mouths of the elderly.
Well, I'm pretty sure Meals on Wheels can do fundraising on its own. But
exactly. Which is, you know, part of the idea, you know, as a libertarian, and I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, I'd like to make that clear. We're just, you know, this is in the news. We're talking about it. But as a libertarian, I believe that helping people should be done on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis. Fundraising.
You would agree, though, that I agree with you that it should be voluntary, and voluntary means using charities, not using the government. But you would agree that there's going to be a bumpy road between the expectation that the government will care for you and the reality that it will not in a libertarian transition.
I don't know how bumpy it would be, honestly. I mean, yeah, there's probably going to be some bumps in the road, but people, I think you can count on them to care about other people. I believe that that's true. And
they kind of have to see the consequences to some extent. And there's a certain amount of people that are currently on whatever welfare programs or disability programs they're on that really don't need to be.
That's true. The people who are using the welfare, taking advantage of the system, those people, that they know the rules.
Expect the caterwauling to increase to a fever pitch.
Oh, yeah. Imagine
people,
Sarah,
have to go to work.
If our caller, Sarah, who's on welfare, if she all of a sudden gets cut off.
Right, and suddenly she can't do her activism, which is calling into Free Talk Live.
Unless she can find some charity that's willing to pay her to call talk radio shows.
Maybe she could work for the Democratic Party. you know, or whatever it is that she does, you know, expect the fever pitch fervor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, America would have to be ready for this. And remember, you know, this fervor would make for great sound bites. The news is all prepared to make Donald Trump look bad. And they'd make any Republican look bad, or anybody libertarian, or anybody who wanted to cut these social welfare programs, because they believe that these people need to be taken care of. Now, the government disempowers them in a whole variety of ways, and we don't know who the government's actually caring for and who the government's enabling. We don't have that information, and there's no way to particularly find it out without pulling the whole rug out from underneath.
Sure.
But, the media is going to take those sound bites, and they're going to proclaim them far and wide.
No doubt.
This is one of the reasons that I find, taking cuts in social welfare programs, which are largely pretty small.
Compared to the military.
Right. Sure. Social Security, Medicare, which was mentioned. Medicare is essentially a program to give people who paid 25 cents in a dollar in medical coverage. It is an old person subsidy is what Medicare is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frankly immoral. It's old people stealing from working class people and then claiming that they paid for it. No, you didn't. You didn't get a 75% discount on that medical care and then pay for it. You're taking that money from me, and then you'll take it from my kid, because that's what that program is. Okay, and then you go on after Medicare, underneath that, the military spending comes into play. You know, most of these programs like WIC and what we call welfare, these sorts of things are much smaller as far as budgetary items go.
So the plan found little favor in Congress, even among Republican lawmakers from districts and states that gave
it's deadly
wide margins in the November election, and it had Democrats talking about a deal on spending that would exclude the White House. The administration was undeterred. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney called the spending proposal released Tuesday a rethinking of government to place greater weight on the interests of the people who pay taxes rather than those who turn to it for help. Mulvaney said, quote, "It's a taxpayer-first budget. We're no longer going to measure compassion by the number of programs and the amount spent on those programs," unquote. But Congress had its own plans, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said in an interview last week that Trump's priorities, quote, "aren't necessarily ours," unquote. He said further, "We know the president's budget is not going to be passed as proposed."
I know that too, yes.
Even so, Senate Republicans are working to implement some of the proposed Medicaid cuts as part of an Obamacare repeal bill and plan to take up his proposed tax rate cuts later this year. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's budget, quote, "the latest example of the president breaking his promises to working Americans." But he also highlighted the bipartisan agreement on 2017 spending that cut the White House out of negotiations and held out hope for a repeat of that deal, saying our Republican colleagues dislike this budget almost as much as we do. And that's because the Republicans and Democrats aren't really that different when it comes down to it. They love their government program.
In Trump's defense, and believe me, I don't want to do that, he's going to say something to the effect of, look, I've increased spending in military, in the area of military. The military needs to buy things. In order to buy things, people need to build those things. In order for those to build those, you need to hire more workers. So I'm putting these people to work. I'm giving them, in all likelihood, better paychecks and a better life simply because they're not going to be on whatever the subsidy program is, as opposed to getting a real job, which is what he's going to call a military-industrial complex job. So that's a way for him to – what do they call that, Republican welfare?
I would say so. Johnson now joining us. Hey, Johnson.
Hey.
We're talking about Trump supposedly proposing $3.6 trillion in what are called spending cuts.
The best spending cuts.
Yeah, in his proposed budget. So he says, here's what I'm happy about. This is House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's going to get a heavy reworking. And he says, quote, "We finally have a president who's willing to actually even balance the budget. And we'll have a great debate about the details on how to achieve those goals. The fiscal plan reaches deeply into programs relied on by many of his core supporters, including cuts of $610 billion from Medicaid, alongside $250 billion from repealing Obamacare, $193 billion from food stamps, $72 billion in SS SSI, Social Security Supplemental Security Income Program.
I feel like I'm talking to some loser that can't get their life together, and they're talking about balancing their budget. You're $20 trillion in debt. You don't need to balance your budget. You need to start putting stuff away against debt. You're paying...
They can't do that.
They can.
No, they don't know how to do that.
Well, they're not going to do that.
No. They're going to keep kicking that can down
the road.
They're
not going to balance the budget.
No. There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But if you think it's bad in the United States for old people, what do you hear about what's happening in Venezuela? It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, you've been raising money with the help of Cell 411, their matching funds, as well as Jax, right?
That's right.
Jax.io. Mm-hmm. So they're matching donations to an orphanage that's being built in Uganda. Tell me more. What's the status with that?
Yep, they're putting up the walls right now. Soon the building will be ready to get a roof. We're ready to raise some more funding to get some more materials. We still need some more mortar and rebar in order to get things get the walls finished, and then we'll be working with trusses and roofing and that sort of thing after that. So. Every dollar that you donate at this time, and but thanks to everybody who donated in the last 24 hours. It's very, very helpful. So if you donate, for instance, $50 or $100, that's going to be $150 or $300 because it's being matched by both.
Wow.
Cell 411 at getcell411.com or... Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
That's huge. I mean, normally if you're doing a fundraiser, you're lucky if you can find one person to match donations, but we've got two.
Right.
That's amazing.
What they want to see, and I think it's completely fair, is that this project is worth something to the listeners, right? Like, they're, I'm sure that these guys could write a check to cover the whole thing if that's what they wanted to do, but what they want is
to have other people supporting.
Right.
Yeah.
It's it's a community effort here on Free Talk Live. That way we can say the listeners did it. I don't have, I don't want to be using terminology like I did it.
Yeah.
I want to be using the terminology like we did it. So please go to hope.freetalklive.com. There are several options for donations there. You can go through PayPal, and then I'll get it to them. Or there's a direct Bitcoin address that we can send money to. And there's, of course, options with MoneyGram and Western Union. And we put up a GoFundMe, too, just to have some people like that better. So there you go.
And that's at hope.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to go to your calls here. We can talk more about the proposed Trump budget here in moments and what is supposed to be cut out. And then we'll go down to Venezuela and get the latest on what's happening there. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones first. Go to Skype, where Dan is on the line. He says he's calling from a psych ward in London. Dan, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm Dan, since Anne-Marie from the MTV artist. Anne-Marie did the shower videos, and I'm now Dan.
I don't know what you just said there. Do you speak a foreign language?
No. I speak in English. I'm in a psychiatric ward, not as you said. I'm in a psychiatric ward, and welcome.
You said you were from an MTV show or band?
The MTV artist. Anne-Marie, she did a hit.
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, she did the shower deals and another. Shower deals.
Shower deals? I don't know what he's saying. Can you guys make that out?
No.
I claimed the terrorist attack of Manchester, and I can prove it is related to our...
Now, well, hold on. We can get into the terror attack in Manchester, but I got to say, I'm curious. How do you get access to Skype in a psychiatric ward? I mean, in the psychiatric wards that I'm familiar with...
Yeah, what kind of speeds are you getting there?
You don't.
What are you getting down and up?
You don't get access to electronic devices, typically.
Well, once I did watch 72 hours, so 3 days without sleep in a row, the telephone, the YouTube video telephone with Lady Gaga and Beyonce, I watched it, and this is true, on repeat, 72 hours without sleeping. So it's possible to be with a laptop in London, in an hospital, watching 72 hours.
Are you right now 72 hours into no sleep? Or have you had? Have you slept?
When's the last time you got some sleep?
Now, from midnight, I did say that I wouldn't eat for 72 hours because they didn't let me have a jug to drink water. And the law of England is clear. In an hospital, you cannot be denied water. But
hold on. So let me see if I'm following you, because it's a little hard to understand. So you're saying that as of midnight your time, which is now, what, midnight 25 right now over there?
London time. I did say this at 5 p.m. I did it. Some people insisted that it was sandwich. But I said,
I don't know what you just said there. Oh, hang on, Johnson. I'm sorry. Try that again.
People suggest that he eat a sandwich.
Okay, I'm glad somebody can make heads or tails of this. Okay, but well, you didn't answer my question, though. What time is it there right now?
It's London time, but welcome.
That didn't answer my question.
Yes, it is London time there. He did answer your question correctly. Yeah. The time there is, in fact, London time.
Is it 11:30 or is it 12:30?
Please. Welcome, New Hampshire. Welcome.
All right. Why don't you just tell us why you were calling?
Yeah, go ahead. Just talk.
Please. Welcome, New Hampshire. Welcome, Colorado.
Okay. Welcome, New Hampshire. Welcome, Colorado. There, I did it. You asked me, please. I did. You asked me very nicely, and I did it for you.
Yep. Okay.
Welcome, New Hampshire.
Now, you were calling about the shooting or the bombing, I guess. There was the nail bomb that supposedly went off yesterday in a Ariana Grande concert.
Apparently killed quite a few people.
No. The thing is that 3, 4, or 5 days before, I talked on the national radio in Portugal. I'm Portuguese. And I said, I talked 5 minutes because I used a chronometer, about 5 minutes. But in 12 seconds, I said, Cambridge, beep, beep, Manchester.
What? Not, beep, beep?
Manchester.
Manchester, Cambridge, Manchester, and then Katy Perry, beep, beep, Joanne.
She is something else, that Katy Perry, isn't she? Thank goodness they didn't bomb her concert. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I didn't really know what was
wow.
going on.
I knew you were going to do it. You were working on that voice the whole time. Manchester.
I call Portugal radio.
Hello,
I tell
Colorado.
Them about I have toast. Someone suggested I have sandwich. I could not drink the jug of water. Coherence is not something I am skilled at.
I am 25 minutes into a hunger strike. I mean, you have to, you know, if you start a hunger strike, at some point you're going to be 25 minutes in, right?
Oh, 72 hours I've gone, no eating sleep. Or sleeping. I'm not sure which. It was either eating or sleeping. They tell me some kind of strike. I don't know what is going on.
Should we do a live remote from the psych ward now at this point? Because
I thought that's what we've been doing for 15 years now.
Ah, yes, you really can call in here about absolutely
what the
anything.
Hell just happened?
The toll-free number here is 850. It was just so incoherent. It's funny, but it wouldn't make a good promo because it was so incoherent.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just one of those moments on Free Talk Live.
Maybe he'll call back and, because not tonight, but because only one call per night, but maybe he'll call back and we can ask him why he was put in the psych ward in the first place.
Then we can talk about things.
No possible answer to that.
Well, there's a lot of possible answers. That's the thing. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything, even if you're crazy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring us anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you've got Bitcoin or Dash or Ether Classic, there's a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, actually, that you can use Jax to hold on to. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. You can go to their website and download it for not just your phone, but also for your laptop or desktop, computer, tablet, even browser plugins. It's cross-platform, and it's a multi-cryptocurrency wallet. It's also got Shapeshift built right in there that makes it easy to change from one crypto to another. And this is something you talked about doing recently, Mark, where you've taken some of your Bitcoin and shifted it into other things,
yep,
like Dash.
I got some Ethereum, yep.
So you go to Jax.io, get it there. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the creator of CryptoKit, and they made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Still to come, we can talk more about Trump's budget proposal as well as what's going on in Venezuela. People are worried that the old people are going to be out in the streets dying after Trump's budget, but that's what's happening under socialism in Venezuela. Let's go to Libertarian Banker First, though, listening somewhere in the United States to LRN.FM. Hello, banker.
Hey, guys. That caller last segment, I think that was one of the Nigerian princes. They called me and needed some money the other day.
Are they calling now? Really?
Couldn't understand that word that guy said. No. But anyway, I wanted to comment on a caller last night, and actually you guys are bringing up some relevant stuff tonight. Last night there was a caller that called in that claimed that the $20 trillion in federal debt doesn't matter. And his claim was that it was the unfunded liabilities that matter. And I agree with him on that point, but his logic for why the $20 trillion didn't matter was because it was, what, a year's worth or 2 years' worth of GDP, I think. I can't remember what his number was.
Yeah, he said that.
But
yeah.
He said it was about a year's worth. I looked it up. It was about GDP something. I think 17 was the number I saw, $17 trillion.
Okay. I mean, that's god-awful. That means that the government took every single dime that you earned for a year and every output in the I mean, that's a terrible way to measure it.
Yeah, so the United States government stole 15 months from America.
Yeah,
that's
I know
if they were to pay it back.
That's pretty much the metric around the world that they use, the debt to GDP ratio. But in my opinion, that's a terrible way to look at it, because that just means that the government would have to take all of that money.
It also suggests that the government owns that money. That, you know, the government...
We owe them for that debt.
This polygon on a map, you know, this organization that claims this territory on a map, can then claim the value of everything that's created in that territory. And that just goes to show just how nationalistic, chauvinistic, jingoistic our thinking is in this country.
It's a chauvinistic pig attitude.
The government steals everything it's got. It's nothing but a bunch of liars and thieves. And they've got you convinced. You know why they've got you convinced? Because in kindergarten they sent you to their school that they stole money to open, and then made you put your hand on your heart in order to pledge to their piece of fabric, and you've been indoctrinated your whole life. No wonder you accept this theft.
Don't you mean their hand on their heart?
Yeah, their hand on their heart. Right. They own my body. If they can claim the fruits of my labor, they in fact are claiming my entire body. Citizenship is slavery.
You keep that up, you're going to go into the psych ward.
Yeah, that's fine.
Exactly.
If they don't give me water in 8 minutes.
And I wanted to just see, I brought this up before when I've called in the past, but I just want to bring this up one more time, that if the government was a household that it made $52,000 a year, they would spend $64,000 a year. That means that they're putting $12,000 every year on a credit card, and they're already $312,000 in credit card debt. So tell me, who would loan money to somebody like that? So only if you can steal money does that make sense.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I guess they must pay the debt back over time, you know, these bonds and that sort of thing, but then they just replace it with new, greater debt.
Exactly, and every time they print one, that creates new debt on the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, which is more that has to be paid off. So you can't print your way out of this. It has to be stolen from people, from you and me, from our children, who is already being stolen from.
The federal government doesn't even print money, though. They outsource it to private banks, you know, operating as the Federal Reserve, and then they pay interest to those banks that they're borrowing the money from. They're not even, it's the banks creating the money. The federal government doesn't even do it. Now, they do create coins. So they could conceivably create, say, $20 trillion coins and give them to the Federal Reserve and then pay off the debt that they have to these banks. But I imagine that would drive most of them into insolvency.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the coercion behind it, that is the problem. If you want to set up a government, if you want to set up a currency and you want to print as much of a currency as you want, as long as you're not stealing to fund the payback of that currency or to fund your organization as you run that currency, that is completely fine. There is, you know, there's completely voluntary interaction. But as soon as the government becomes involved, everything's done at the barrel of a gun. And it's stolen from me, and it's stolen from my kid and her kid.
Well, even if you do create a currency and you offer it in the marketplace on a consensual basis, sometimes the government shows up with guns anyway, like they did with the Liberty Dollar. And they steal all of the gold and the silver that That's what happened back in 2007. They took it all.
That's why they call gold the currency of kings, because the kings are the ones who are ultimately going to come and take it.
Banker, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
That's why Bitcoin is going to save the world. So thank you, guys.
I hope so. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Well, you know,
CryptoCoin anyway.
Yeah, cryptocurrency is definitely going to save the world. You know, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Bitcoin, however, its future is, I would say, in question, even though the price is once again at a record high today. Yesterday, it got up to right around where it is now and then fell about $200 and then has recovered all the way back up to, again, record highs around $2,257. Right now, according to Bitcoin Average.
Yeah, Bitcoin's price is doing great, and if the price is an indication of success, then everything's fine. I don't feel that way. I kind of feel like you know, there's some danger on the horizon.
Well, like, I mean, look,
I can tell complaining isn't a solution, which is
not
what most people are doing. Best I can tell, segregated witness is not a solution. Not to say that it couldn't be a solution, just to say that, well, how long has it been around?
That's a proposed change to the Bitcoin protocol.
And what's the implementation level? I mean, it's at about a third of what it needs to
That's
do.
Right. Yeah.
There's the Bitcoin Unlimited, and what are they calling it?
Emergent consensus.
Emergent consensus is a solution. Now, that is
basically doing a little better, but not that much.
Yeah, it's about 80% of the way that it has to go to solve the problem. But there's a lot of people that really don't want that particular solution. So we'll see how it all goes.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch. I would liken it to, you know, you're talking about how successful it is right now based on the price. I would liken it to sort of the United States and the fact that we are so wealthy and generally successful here, I think, based on sort of the relative freedom that the U.S. had for so long. You know, we're kind of coasting to some extent on all of the wonderful you know, developments and things that were created out of that freedom, even as the government cranks down on us and, you know, becomes more oppressive.
Well, the state
over time.
It's a funny model. It's not like the United States is the only government in the world with a central nation state that attempts to run it. In the form of Washington, D.C. I mean, every other government has basically the same thing. So this is like a competition, a race between invalids.
Right.
You know, and yeah, so the United States has, you know, it's got one good leg, a nub, and you know, a flipper, right? And so it's able to get ahead of the EU and the Russians, just, you know, that one half a step ahead, and they look like they're doing great. How much better could things be without this coercive top-down model that we have? If you know, companies were able to provide goods and services without the restrictions that they currently have, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-
employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, what is it like to be elderly in Venezuela? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Going back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, but I do want to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Last week, I did send out an email that was letting people know the AMP program's kind of been having a tough time over the last several years. It's slowly been hemorrhaging cash as we will get like a couple new signups every week, but we might lose a couple or three. So we'll lose a little bit of money in, you know, out of the AMP program over time. And it gotten to the point where we were down below 2,900. Which is the monthly total that we'd had up until recently. And so I announced that on the air and, you know, said, hey, look, at some point, if this keeps going in this negative direction, I'm going to have to cut something out of the AMP program, which is not something I want to do. I'd rather be adding things to it than cutting from it. And folks stepped up this last week. A lot of people, I would say, and you know, I'd say at least maybe 7 to 10 people came in and signed up. Normally, we might get two or something like that, one, if we're lucky. So I think like three of them were brand new, and then several were former amplifiers, people who had amped, and then for whatever reason their life got complicated, budgets got tight, somebody's moving somewhere, got fired from a job, that kind of thing. So a number of folks came back on board. So thank you to everybody who signed up last week. It took us in the other direction. We're going in the positive direction now, adding to the AMP dollar total that you can see if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, bringing it up from below 2,900 to about 2,975 as of when I was doing them. I was processing through them last night. So thank you to folks who did step up. Hopefully we can continue that momentum. And
what's the highest stamp has ever been?
About 4,000.
Right, okay.
And it has been sort of trailing off since then.
Yep.
And we're going to, you know, be doing some changes to the AMP program. We've talked about
adding some stuff.
Yeah, changing around how the money is allocated. So some people, you know, weren't necessarily fans of the satellite time that LRN has as far as the national or international satellites that we have over
North America and Central America.
And so I want to break those out into their own fundraiser because I want those to continue. But we're going to try some new things with some of that money in the AMP program, like, you know, doing different advertising for Free Talk Live, trying to bring some new internet listeners on, for instance. But the AMP program is generally about getting Free Talk Live out there, getting the ideas of liberty out there. And a while back, I added LRN.FM to that. And it looks like it'd be a good idea to break LRN.FM away from that and have two separate fundraisers going on. So anyway, well, that's something I'm working on. The LRN thing is going to be a Patreon because I don't want to copy the AMP system, and that's it's as complicated as it is already, and it'd be a good idea to make something new. So I'm working on a video for the Patreon thing behind the scenes. I started on that today. It's going to take some time to do the editing on that, but eventually we'll have something to announce there. So meanwhile, please get behind the show at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks in addition to feeling good because you're helping spread the number 29 most important radio show according to Talkers Magazine. We just got the Talkers rankings in yesterday for 2017. So we moved up from number 31 to number 29. And that was year number 8, Mark. We've been doing, we've been on that list since 2010.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, 2010.
Started out, I think, at number
97 or 98 or something like that, yeah. So
we were two or three years before that on the Talkers Top 250.
Yeah, which they don't do anymore. But, no, yeah, we were on that, too. So thank you to everybody who supports the show.
You know, I don't think there would be a Top 250 any longer. There's just not that many of them. National programs left.
That's probably true.
They broke out sports.
Well, they did local shows. They didn't just do national shows.
They didn't do nearly as many when we were on the Top 250. So they could certainly bring in a whole bevy of local shows, but then it just shows the Top 250 would show the dearth of new talent in talk radio.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I mean, you know, talk radio just isn't making the investments. It doesn't have the guts to bring on the young guys. If it's between Free Talk Live and some old Republican. Well, a lot of times the program director and, you know, wherever, whatever, you know, little podunk place it is going to say, it's just so much easier. I won't have to hear the complaining old people, you know, or whatever. But Free Talk Live brings a high level of service to stations, a high level of flexibility, and we bring controversy, which whether or not radio stations remember this, controversy is what gets ratings.
Yep, and so you can help us get on more radio stations by joining the AMP program and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and you can do it with any major credit card via PayPal as well as Bitcoin. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about that there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Hungary is where we go, where Dave is on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Can I ask you to consider this coming Memorial Day, giving a shout-out to an unsung hero of the Persian Gulf War of 1991. I was commander of an equipment recovery mission on Falak Island, about 20 kilometers offshore Kuwait City. And a very valiant young Kuwaiti saved my life and the life of my troops in a minefield. This was carried in a number of newspapers. I'll give you the title. Take a look at it, and if you think it's newsworthy, I'd be real grateful if you gave this this young lady honorable mention.
I think it was a young boy.
Lady.
Okay.
The best newspaper article is titled 13 Years Later. That is 13-1-3.
Yep.
13 Years Later, comma. Soldier's cat headed back to Kuwait. The author is Ed Harris.
Okay.
Cat. That is Charlie.
So what does the cat have to do with a young person saving you from a minefield?
I didn't say it was a person. The cat saved our life. Just made the papers.
Well, tell me about it.
I think you said it was a young boy first, then you said it was a... Well, anyway, go ahead.
I didn't say it was a young boy. I said it was a very valiant young Kuwaiti.
Okay, gotcha. So you meant a cat.
And it,
so,
it made the papers in Kuwait. And
so, like, are you saying that, like, does the cat know where mines are buried and you can, like, find your way out of a minefield by following a cat?
Well, kind of. Everything is in the newspaper article.
Okay, well, I don't know how easy it's going to be to pull that up.
I got it right here.
You did find it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you because you're here, right? Like, you were actually, you're on the phone with us, so why can't you tell us?
All right. Hey, you want the story? I can give it to you in 2-3 minutes. I don't know what
time
frame
is. Yeah, do so.
Yeah, as short as possible, please.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was a United States Army chemical officer during the Persian Gulf War. My primary mission after the conflict was recovery of abandoned Iraqi equipment on Failaka Island, godforsaken little piece of desert about 20 kilometers offshore of Kuwait City.
Okay.
I was in command of a small contingent of U.S. troops and a somewhat larger cohort of Kuwaiti nationals and third country folks. The whole island was saturated with unexploded munitions. It was a pretty nasty place. We got orders to go down the south end of the island one day and pick up some radar equipment that the our commanding general, General Charlie Goetz, didn't want the French getting hold of. We were working with a French engineer team, and we're kind of in competition for them for the choice bits of equipment. So I took my one of my squads, and about a kilometer from base camp, we saw something moving out ahead of us. Now, it was very, very dark. We were right in the plume of the Burgan field, oil fields, which were on fire. And it was so dark most of the day that you had to use a flashlight. And
because of the smoke from the burning oil?
Yeah, okay. Burning oil.
Yeah.
I put the light out ahead of us, and I saw a little kitten. Kitten was batting something around, and this is all described in the newspaper. And on closer inspection, it looked to be either a Russian-made or a British-made cluster munition. Cluster bomblets are anywhere from the size of a golf ball, which you find in the British and Russian-made munitions, up to the size of a...
So the kitty was playing with an explosive device? Is that right? Hold on. I'm going to bring you back here. You can tell the rest of your story, if you don't mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little kitty, apparently, helping people escape certain death.
By playing with certain death.
We'll continue, and you can take control of the airwaves by bringing up whatever's on your mind, and we'll check in with what's happening in Venezuela in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. SIMBI.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.